Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro. I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just get.
All right, welcome everyone once again. Wow, my slider wasn't working, so the volume just kind of was up, but it wasn't. And so trying to get it back to where it was supposed to be just wasn't going to do it, so I had to just cut it off. So sorry about the short, cutting it off short like that, but I didn't really have a choice. I didn't know how else to adjust it. But welcome to another episode of deathofdiets.com. Sorry, I got 14 different things going on at the same time. Kind of squeezing a show in here today. I couldn't get one in last night. We got back Sunday night from Alabama, specifically Tuscaloosa, where the University of Alabama is located. And we were out there for a college visit and a tryout for the cheer team for the University of Alabama. So the relevance that that has to this show is I was the one that trained him, worked him out, all that sort of thing, to prepare him for his tryout for the University of Alabama. Now, I didn't work on his tumbling. I didn't work on his stunting, but I worked on his strength and conditioning for it. And so we got to, there are four sessions there. And in fact, let me give the guest call-in number real quick, and then I'll finish this thought up, and then we'll get into our chat for the evening. It's the guest call-in number is 914-205-5494. It's 914-205-5494. And so there are four sessions, and there are cuts after each session. So you get there at 1 o'clock. It starts at 1:30, then like 3:30, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever it was. And it seemed to keep getting moved back. But from what I had heard, there were approximately 30% more athletes this year trying out than there were the year before. And so we get through the first one. And he makes it, get through the second one. He makes it, when he comes back for day two, gets to the third one, is doing pretty well, but doesn't make it. And so the coach says, hey, you know what? We really like you, but you're just missing it on a couple of these elements that are really key. And so they said, you know what? Come back for the fourth session and do some working out with the team and stuff. We'll, you know, we'll help you out a little bit. And so we did that. And they said, hey, you know what? We would love to keep you in our system. And so there is a coach that we're going to get a hold of for you. And we would like you to go over there. They have an open gym kind of thing tonight. And then they have, another tryout for that. And we would like you to go to that and just take a look and see what you think. And the name of the college is called Shelton State. And it's a junior college, and they've won the last 8 national championships for junior college in a row. The coach has been there for 10 years. They didn't even compete the first year she was there. They didn't win nationals the second year that she was there, and they've won it every year since. And so, in fact, 4 athletes, the only guy that tried out for Alabama made it, and 3 or 4 of the gals, I want to say. It was either a total of 4 or a total of 5. I can't remember which. But almost all of the athletes that tried out from Shelton State, that tried out Alabama, actually went. They actually made the team. And so they kind of look at almost like a feeder system. And so we go over there Friday night after 2 days of intense tryouts. I mean, they were intense and they were long, 2 really long days. And so then there was another 2 hours plus of open gym that night that he had to go to. And then we get up the next morning. There's 9 hours of tryouts on Saturday. I was going to say Saturday morning, but it was all day Saturday. And then there were tryouts until it was about 1:45, I think, when I picked him up. And then we had to shoot out to the airport. But so they try out, he tries out, and lo and behold, he makes this team for Shelton State. And while we're getting to the airport, I mean, we're literally pulling up to the airport, and the coach calls and says, you made the team. We would like to offer you a full scholarship if you would accept. So that's tuition and books. Housing is extra, so he'll have to do a little working to pay for some of that. We'll pay for some of the expenses. He'll pay for the rest. But it was absolutely amazing because we had no thought about Shelton State. We, you know, and this is just one of those things where, you know, even though there's some adversity, even though it didn't turn out exactly the way that we wanted it, we just put one foot in front of the other. And one of the Facebook posts that I made to his high school, they allow me to post on their Facebook page. And one of the posts was, look, you know, there's an open door. I actually scheduled an extra day there. And I just told my wife, I said, well, you know, we'll fill it with something. There'll be something that we can do while we're down there. And sure enough, had I not posted that extra day or you know, scheduled an extra day to be out there, which, by the way, was Mother's Day. So I was in Alabama instead of here with the family doing the baseball game and all the other things that were going on. But had I not scheduled that, we would not have been able to stay, or we would have had to fork over some significant money. I think on Expedia, I think it was an extra $200 per flight to change the tickets. And that flight coming back was absolutely jam-packed. So I don't know what we would have gotten on to get back. So this worked out. We took the open door. We faced the adversity, all of that sort of thing. But it never occurred to me that we wouldn't accomplish something down there. And you know, experience is a great thing to gain, but it's not necessarily the goal. You can enjoy it, but you know, ultimately, when you're going down for something like that, you know, it was an expensive trip. We were down there for 5 days. It was, I don't know, probably close to $2,000. But it was everything that we wanted it to be and then some. I mean, talk about a learning experience. It was definitely that. But so he did make it to Shelton State. So that's the first full scholarship athlete that I ever coached was my own son, which is that's pretty neat. You know, no pressure, right? And so now I actually have something like that on my resume. And you would be absolutely amazed. So we did the ice bath. We did two consecutive nights of ice baths. We were constantly dealing with different pains and aches and stuff just because of the level of intensity of these tryouts. They were super intense. They had a lot of people there judging and watching, interaction, all that sort of thing. And with the thing with Shelton State that was so important was the members of the team, the current members of the team. Now, keep in mind that you do 2 years there and you're gone. That's it. The members of the team had strong influence with the coaches who they wanted and who they didn't. In other words, who would be a good team player? Who would work and function on a team? And so in the process of all the training and all the competition and all the ups and downs of the cheer season, which was like 8 months long. I mean, this is a long season. It starts, they start training in May or June, and they go all the way. This, I think the state for this past season was February 28th, so the very last day of February. And it just goes and goes and goes. And so, you know, you see these people, you're with these people all the time at school and at tryouts, and there's the ups and downs and all of that. And for them to come out on top was amazing, but to stay together through the ups and downs, that was huge. And so all of the coaching that went through all that, the coaches were great. They looked at me at one point and they said, you know what, Brent, you train him. You know, you do the weight training with him. You get him ready for competition, whatever we have to do, and we'll do the rest of it. And so we kind of worked. It was a great team effort. It was a great time kind of thing where we got together and I got to find out what they needed. And then I just made up and then would change whenever I needed to the workout routines. And the frequency, the intensity, the number of sets, all that stuff would change based upon how hard they were practicing and what they were doing. And so he got a royal education. He learned how to cook a lot through all of this, to make a lot of his own lunches, and he began to understand nutrition and how it made him feel, and that part is very important for tonight's show, the strategies for successful for your successful workout, finally. And really, all of this was based upon how he felt. There was no routine that said, you got to hit this, you got to do that. We based a lot of it on how active he was, so real life stuff. You know, those of you that sit in a cubicle have a different set of goals and demands than a person who has a physical construction job or delivery job or, you know, maybe they're a martial arts instructor or something like that. So the workouts, all these workouts are different. And so you guys can't all ascribe to the same set of stuff because your workloads are different. The expectations are different. even though you may have certain numbers that you want to hit, you know, goals, which are pretty important, it's how you get there that determines whether or not that program is going to be successful or not. And so while we were down there, there's a friend of my son's that drove up from, I don't know if he lived in Alabama or Georgia or what it was, but got permission from his parents to talk to his parents, nice folks. He drove up, and he wants to be essentially a bodybuilder type. And, you know, he kind of goes back and forth between wanting to be strong and wanting to be big. And I said, brother, you're 17. You know, you just lift and you'll get both. You know, that's the best part of being 17 and having all that testosterone running through your veins. And but we chatted, and that's a lot of where this show came from, just sitting around chatting about the things that he needed to do, the principles he needed to understand. And I want to give a couple of those things to you tonight so that you can make adjustments on the fly with your own personal program that make it successful, or just scrap it all together and realize the program is never going to deliver what you want. And now understand, this is it's your goals that we're trying to meet here. It's not a preset of, you know, goals. That's not what we're shooting for. So I'm not trying to turn you into something you don't want to be, because that person will not stick with that workout. And, you know, the old adage, what's the most successful, or what's the best workout regimen? You know, that's the one that you'll stick to. Well, why do you stick to one workout regimen and not another? And the answer is because you see results, and it's results that you want. If you're a young lady and you're working out for basketball or volleyball or something like that, the last thing you want to do is get big, right? And so if you're doing a workout that is getting you bigger and that's not what you want, that workout is not going to be something that you want to stay with. And so the idea becomes, okay, how do we know we have a successful workout strategy? And the reality is because it's giving you the benefits that you want and it's actually beneficial. In other words, you're not so tired that you can't function the next day. You're not so sore that you can't move if your school has stairs. Like my son, when he goes to school, he has to go up three floors of steps. They don't have an elevator. The building is, I don't know, 80 years old or something like that. So a lot of the things that need to be done for handicap accessibility and things like that were all grandfathered in. And so when he had to function, whether it was for practice or going to class or something like that, or you and I, you know, we have to function. We still have to go out and move. I still have to go out and do things. And so what do I do if what I'm doing is preventing me from being able to do the normal daily things that's giving me my paycheck or putting me in the good graces of the boss? Well, then I have to make sure that the workout routine I have is going to function. And so what makes it successful is that it is absolutely returning the benefits that I'm doing it for. If you're super tired, just, you know, you're wore out, you can't concentrate. You know, some of these are just signs of overtraining, which can happen if you're just too intense for too long of a period of time. And if that is what your workout is returning, then obviously it's not going to be something that you stick with, because you'll feel better when you're not doing it, which is absolutely the wrong thing. And so what we could do with your current routine is we could increase the day of rest. We could just add an extra day of rest in there. Or we could either move a certain number of sets. You know, maybe an exercise. Maybe you're doing too many exercises per body part. So if you're doing 12 to 15 sets of something, chest, legs, whatever, they'll bump it down to 8. And so here's the thing. This is what you need to understand. I understand you may think that you have to do a certain number of sets in order for things to work. It's just not true. Now, 1 is obviously too few. 15 is more than likely too many. And so somewhere in between is the reality. And so if you're newer to working out, I would say go on the lighter number there. You know, you're going to want to do 4, 5, 6 sets per body part tops. And if you're more advanced, you're not going to want to go above 8 or 9, maybe 10 at the absolute most. And now keep in mind, too, you're going to have days where you feel really good and you can push and you can do more sets and more reps than you normally would. That's a good day. That's showing you that your workout is working. And then there's going to be other days where you're just gassed because work and kids and, you know, stayed up late, couldn't sleep right, any number of things, worried about whatever. And so in days like that, when you're feeling the results of just life, that's when you back it off a little bit, partner with your body, and say, I'm going to do something that's really going to benefit you today, but it may not necessarily make me really, you know, help me become really strong. And so, but today, we're going to do kind of a recovery day, or we're going to flush out all that negative stuff. This is going to be a stress reliever workout, or it's going to get in there. I'm just going to move a little bit because I've been sitting too much and, you know, kind of depressed because the weather sticks and it's cold out. I'm telling you, I come back from mid to upper 80s to overcast, cloudy, raining, foggy. And it was cold today. It was 57, I think, for a high, but it was cold. And so there are times when you may have to make adjustments. And not always for reasons you would think. And that's okay, because your body will tell you when you're doing too much or going too hard. And if you make the adjustments, your body bounces back much faster and you return to that normal state much sooner. And so instead of going through that hard power workout, you may need to back off just a little bit and, you know, do something a little bit easier that really benefits the body, helps it recover, helps it get past that stress ball kind of day that wouldn't seem to end, or, you know, everything seemed to go wrong. And so now you're taking a little alone time, and rather than just finishing your body off and grinding it to powder, you know, you go for a walk, or you go for a little jog, or you go for a swim, and you just spend some time processing the day. That's good, because anytime you can get those stress hormones out, the cortisol, see, cortisol is a hormone that tells the body, hey, let's break this down. And that can be a good thing. Protein gets in the body, and the body goes, okay, we need to become catabolic. We need to take this protein that was ingested and turn it into branched chain amino acids that we can use to repair some things and build some things, but we don't need it just in its current form. We have to break it down to make it usable. That's a good thing. But when you become a ball of stress, the body might just break down muscle for energy simply because it's such a clean source. It's not the most efficient source, but it's a very clean source, as opposed to burning fat, which is where the body will hold toxins. And so sometimes if we just get out there and use the energy, and you have to gauge in your mind, and you have to know your body well enough to know that when you're working out, you know whether you're at 50% or 70% or 95% or 100%. You have to know where you are, and then you have to know what is a realistic percentage to work out. Maybe it's only 70. I really wanted to work out at 95% today. But you know what? This is more of a 60% kind of day. And you know what? You'll wake up the next day, and you'll feel better. Continue to drink water. Let the body flush everything out. But continue to drink water. Continue to be healthy. And can we please deal with this real quick? Because this is super important. Especially for those of you who like to lift a lot of weights. Do not neglect the health of the body. That has to be one of your goals, one of your strategies. You know, when I was talking to the 17-year-old kid, he's working out 3.5 to 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. He eats one meal a day at 5 or at 10 p.m. And he can't get to sleep until 1 a.m. because he's taking all this pre-workout stuff that's got 250 milligrams of caffeine, or 4 or 5 times more than a cup of coffee. And so he's got all this sugar, all this, you know, pharmaceutical type stuff going through his body. And he's going, yeah, I'm not getting the results I want. No kidding. Understood. But we can make some adjustments. And the way that we can age, he goes, well, how am I supposed to know if I'm successful, if I'm not using all of these things? I said, well, you know, the body will do it automatically if you put the right stuff in it. And that doesn't mean it's going to come from a bottle. What it means is, if you can concentrate, if you can focus, if you have energy, then you're doing the right thing. If you don't have those things, then you need to back off. And so I wish I could have taken him to the gym a few times and just worked out and structured some things for him, and then, you know, gauged how he felt. You know, talk to him about, okay, now eat a meal and, you know, tell me how you feel. And so we had went out, you know, 9, 10 o'clock that night, and he had grabbed some Subway. I don't even remember what kind of sandwich it was. We come back, he eats it, and he goes, man, I feel a lot better. And I said, isn't that amazing? Then we went to sleep, and he was telling me, oh, I don't need more than 5-6 hours. I'll be up at like 5:30. He slept till after 8. He got 9 hours of sleep, 9 hours and 15 minutes. And he woke up, and he goes, I didn't even know I could sleep that long. I said, brother, your body's trying to tell you stuff. You can't neglect your health and lift weights because you're doing harm instead of good. And I know that's nobody's desire, but it may just be the reality. So if you have energy, if you have mental clarity and the ability to focus for a period of time, then you are on the right path. If you're groggy, if you're overtired, if you can't focus, if you just, you know, there's that gear that you have when you're working and you need it and you can hit it, but it just is completely unavailable, then what you're doing is you are grinding yourself out and you're just, my term for it is grinding yourself to powder. And when I talk to my son about grinding yourself to powder, that's what I'm talking about. Overwork, 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 not enough sleep, too much junk food, whatever the case is. We can make some small adjustments. It's good to know what those adjustments are, because now we can make these small adjustments, increase some water intake, decrease some junk food intake, increase the rest a little bit, take an extra day of rest, and just like that, the body's recovered. It's amazing. I mean, he went out. Now, check this out. This is pretty neat, because we have been training really hard since the beginning of March. And he goes in strong as an ox, throwing girls all over the place. But we get to a place now where he's pretty tired. And so we're having to adjust some things because of the sheer intensity for the amount of time that he has to do it. And so what we did in the middle of the day is he got a 20, 30 minute nap, then a little lunch, and then another 20 or 30 minute nap. And he felt totally different. But see, it was that small. They gave him like an hour and a half, 2 hours for lunch, something like that. And so we used that time to make a couple of adjustments that we hadn't had to do before. And so it made such a difference that he was able to go back and hit that he couldn't in the morning because his mental clarity and focus were there. He was able to catch things, you know, mentally. He could see them. He could detect them. And he could make the changes. Now, we all need that throughout our day. We need to be alert enough to catch the things that need our attention so that we can make the changes to them. And so what I'm saying here, one of the strategies or some of the strategies that you have to have for this successful workout is that you maintain a level or an amount of mental alertness, mental acuity, mental energy. You have to have the energy available to be able to think clearly. And that process of understanding the fog in your own brain is the process of understanding whether you need more nutrition or maybe some more rest or maybe some more sleep at night, maybe take a little bit more rest during the day. And if you have one of those schedules that's really crazy, then what you really may need to do for a time until your body adjusts, because it's probably going to take a little longer, is just dial it back a little bit. Dial back the intensity, dial back the frequency just a little bit. It's going to take you a little longer. The benefit is, the reality is, though, that you are not going to be doing harm to your body by going to the gym. And you may be able to go and get one of those places where you get a membership at one of those places where it's only $10, $15, $20 a month. Because all you're going to need to do is go and get your heart rate up to 150 for 15, 20, 25 minutes and you're done. Or go in and work out with some light dumbbells and you're done. You won't need a huge amount of exercise equipment in order to get done what you want. And, you know, the hardcore four off my website, deathofdiets.com, it meets those demands very specifically because you don't need much stuff. I mean, literally, you can use an exercise band. If you have access to dumbbells, you can use those, but you don't have to use them. And you can decide how intensely you go and how many times you go through it. So the first workout takes you like 6 minutes. The last one is pretty intense. It'll take you 10, 12, 14 minutes, something like that, to complete it. And you can do it once or twice or three times. You know, in one day, maybe you want to do it twice, or you only want to repeat a few of the exercises a couple of times. And, you know, maybe they feel good. They're producing energy. And that's what this does. It gives you the ability to produce more energy. And if you aren't producing energy from your workout, it's probably because of an excess in intensity. You're simply going too hard. And so you dial it back. Don't go quite so hard. And the way that you're going to realize just how much good your program is doing is the next day when you have some mental clarity. and you have some energy. Because really, when it comes to life, when it comes to doing what you got to do, chasing the kids around, getting to work, doing the things your boss needs to have done to make them happy, all that kind of stuff, you know, spending time with the wife or the husband and the kids and going to the games and all the stuff that comes with being a wife or a husband or a parent or, you know, a college student, you know, that's in sports. All of that stuff, it takes energy. And if we don't have the energy to do life, what in the world are we doing going in and grinding ourselves to powder in the weight room or in the exercise room or in the yoga class or in the spin class? Those are all great, wonderful things, and we're doing them to improve ourselves. But here's what I want you to do. Just for the sake of health, for the sake of health, gauge how good your workout routine is based upon the energy return that you get from it. Am I more clear? Am I more able to focus? Am I more focused because of what I'm doing? Or do I not have the ability to focus? And now here's another way to know whether or not your workout routine is for you. Do you dread having to go do it? Now, I'm not saying you got to be jumping around for joy that you get to go do it. But there may be a reality that says, you know what, I'm just not digging this routine. Maybe you need a different one. Maybe, you know, just for the sake of having something different. Or maybe the one that you have just doesn't provide the return that you need. And that it's just the reality of it. And so now we need something a little bit different. Well, how are we going to judge the success of the new one? We're going to do it because it returns energy. It creates energy. So that way, when we are going throughout our day, we have the ability to power through these things because we have energy more so than we would have because of our routine than without it. And then we can work up to that heavier bench press, that squat, all of those types of things. But if you're getting joint aches, if you have insomnia, and men, this is the scary part, you can actually work out so hard for so long that you lose your ability to have sex. You can literally become impotent, I guess you would call it ED. You know, kind of a, instead of a chronic, you would have like an acute version of it. And that can happen, and it's just rest, relaxation, much lighter intensity workouts over a period of time to return the body to normal function because it's suffering under the weight of the intensity of the workouts that you're doing. And so let's not neglect the health of the human body for the sake of one or two benefits like bigger muscles or something like that. And so that is why one of the things that I do when I'm gauging a client is one of my thought processes is do no harm. So when you go and you get hardcore four and you're doing these workouts, you're like, this is not going to get me my big arms and my big chest and my big back and my big legs. This is not going to get me that. Well, before you judge it based upon that, judge it based upon also the return that you get of energy to just go out and do your normal function of a day. So there's going to be days where you get to go to the gym and bench press the heck out of the gym. That's great. There's going to be days where, well, we just need 8 or 10 minutes and not super intense. Intense, you know, we want to get the heart rate up. We want to get sweating. We might even want to go and do it for 15 or 20 minutes, which is going to be great. It'll produce a rate of return that you really enjoy. And then when you're feeling good, back into the gym, you're recovered, you're ready to go, you go back in, hard workout, feeling great. And you get up the next day, well, I can really tell I worked out. My muscles are kind of tired, a little bit sore. Nothing crazy. I can still do everything I need to do. I can feel that I worked out. And I got energy. And I can focus. I have some clarity. I actually enjoy my day. What a concept, huh? And how did we do it? We paid attention to the signals of our body telling us how good of a job we were doing. So if you need any more information, there'll be more shows coming up. I'll do another one tomorrow and multiple ones throughout the week. Deathofdiets.com. If you have any questions, email me specific questions. I'll do a show based on it. info@deathofdiets.com. That would be great. Get my mouse out here and get my Will Smith ready to go here. But thank you guys so much for listening. And more updates to come about Seth and how all that's going, because that's good stuff. It does relate to the show. It's one of the things that I do, you know, in working people out and getting them ready to meet their goals, whatever they are. But thanks so much for listening, and I will see you tomorrow and multiple times during the week. Talk to you later. Bring it.
Getting jiggy with it.